Welcome to Topic 8. We'll continue with the discussion of a variety of factors that underlie the effectiveness of a coaching system. The sixth factor in this portion of the workshop is the maximization of positive experiences. A predominantly positive environment is motivational and affects discipline, quality of performance, and the quantity of athletic responses. Generally, positiveness is a characteristic that should pervade an individual's perception of the sport and the sporting environment in its entirety. As far as an individual athlete is concerned, being positive is a skill. It is one of the classes of mental skills. On this topic control page is a link to the Mental Skills Training website. It is possible to go to that link and experience a mental skills training exercise that is designed to increase the positive thinking of an athlete. That is a worthwhile skill and a worthwhile experience. On the topic control page are two graphs. These graphs relate the DO scores from the Achievement Motivation Scale for Sporting Environments, a test which essentially measures the amount of positiveness and negativeness in an athlete's sporting experience. Thus, the larger the DO score, the difference between the positiveness and negativeness, the greater is the amount of positiveness in the experience. The two graphs show the distributions of the DO scores between world record holders and champions and serious athletes. The distributions of the scores are very different for the two populations. It shows clearly that world record holders and champions have a much greater difference between the positiveness and negativeness that they relate as experience in their sporting situation than do the serious athletes. These are but some of the data that justify emphasizing positiveness, particularly positive thinking within athletes, in a sporting experience. To add to the positive experiences, it's necessary that various sources of positive responses should be employed. Thus, a coach should not just focus on the athlete thinking positively, but there should be positive responses to oneself, to peers, to the coach, to significant others, to the activity. Now, this does not mean that there are no negative experiences. It's just that the positive experiences far outweigh and dominate the negative experiences. Positive experiences also must include the greatest variety possible. If there is not much variety, then the phenomenon of satiation or boredom with the positive experience could result. As with any function in sport, the positive experiences should be individualized because no two athletes are the same. A failure to emphasize positive experiences and to develop them in the sporting environment produces reduced athlete participation. It increases the dropout rate from participation in the sport in the environment in question. It also produces inconsistent behaviors, both at practice and in competitions. And it produces variation in the types of responses that are given to particular situations in sports. One would think that an individual would become consistent in responding to various factors and various situations. But if there is a low level of positiveness in the environment, that consistency will not develop. And finally, when there are not a large number of positive experiences in the environment, discipline problems occur. Consequently, Maximizing the positiveness of the experience of an athlete will prevent a number of behavior problems that are detrimental to sporting participation and sporting performance. The seventh factor underlying the effectiveness of a coaching system is the maximization of social experiences. Sporting environments are social environments. Consequently, a coach needs to pay attention to the social aspects of both the training and the competitive situation. Emphasizing social activities and facilitating social contacts satisfies a primary activity requirement of athletes in sport. This is a factor which should not be overlooked. Social activities are an obvious ingredient that should be included in this particular emphasis. However, cooperative peer interactions is another factor that is important. Research elsewhere has shown that peer reinforcement and peer interactions are a great source of motivation for participating in sporting environments. They are a higher level of motivation and a more effective form of motivation than coach-athlete interactions. A failure to develop and program a high level of social activities will produce a reduction in the relevance of the sporting situation for the athlete's needs. There is likely to be competition from other environments to satisfy the social characteristics of each individual athlete. A failure to develop social activities also reduces the scope of the activities which are associated with the sport, and consequently, the specter of boredom rises much greater in non-social activities. The development of the social structure in the sporting environment is a responsibility that can be taken on by the athletes. When such a responsibility is offered, it increases the motivation of athletes to remain and to contribute to the total sporting experience. The eighth factor underlying coaching system effectiveness is the maximization of progress information. This involves setting behavioral and performance goals for a relatively long time period. Athletes should establish a long-term performance goal as opposed to pure social-oriented participants. A participation performance goal is necessary for performance improvement. Very frequent indications of progress towards attaining these performance behavioral goals are needed. One of continuously achieving and elevating standards on the way to achieving some ultimate performance goal is a very high motivator in sport. Periodic assessments of progress towards the ultimate goal attainments used in counseling sessions or through objective analysis are required much more frequently than most coaches believe. In the mental skills training program that was referred to earlier in this topic, there is a set of skills that are developed for the variety of goals that do influence sport performance and sport participation. The discussion of goals and goal-setting skills should be reviewed. A failure to maximize progress information produces undirected and non-purposeful participation. Quite often, problem behaviors occur. The application to training and to competitions is also inconsistent because it's not directed by a particularly relevant performance aspect, and also leads to possible distraction by outside influences. When serious performances are not related to some performance aspect, the lack of a relevance comparison basis reduces the level of performance accomplishment. And finally, when progress information is not frequent or meaningful for an athlete, there becomes a lack of commitment and perseverance to training for the sport and applying oneself fully to the activity in question. These three maximization factors do underlie the effectiveness of a coaching system and are worthy of emphasis and of development in any sporting environment. This completes topic 8.